Hello.
Hello, is Imogen Varvey there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just know your name was chosen at random, and your answers are in confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they don't.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Also, let me ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
I'm Black American.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And may I also know your age?
No, won't give my age, but I'm older.
No worries. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they wanted the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first issue is protecting Social Security and Medicare. How would you rate this issue?
Did you say 1 10. Or 10?
Thank you.
Which is most important? 10.
10 is most important.
Yeah, 10. Yeah. Everything is 10.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. And what about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10. We have a lot of issues going on, so everything is important.
Oh, yes, of course. I just want to make sure that I will read the options and you will just rate them based on your opinion, of course. And eliminating food deserts in our communities, how would you rate that?
Eliminating what now?
Sure. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Oh, a 10.
Thank
you.
We
have a lot of things to work on now, so I don't have time for all of them.
No, of course. I would just have one more issue that I need to read for you, which is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Oh, that's 10. Women's rights are always important. That's 10.
Okay. Thank you so much for all your answers. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
We need to really work on them.
Okay. So would you say it's staying about the same or getting worse?
No, it's not the same. It seems to be getting worse, but we need to work on them.
Okay, yes. Thank you for your answer. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
We need to work on. We have a lot of issues to work on.
Oh, yes, of course. But in this case, in the health outcomes in general, in the African-American community, are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
We need to work on a lot of issues. It's not the same, no.
Of course. But do you believe this about specifically the health outcomes? Do you think it's better, worse, or about the same compared to the white communities? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
We need to work on. There are a lot of issues we need to work on. So it's not the same.
Okay. Of course. Well, thank you so much for your answer. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. And the options are vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, cigarettes, opiates and fentanyl, or alcohol.
I think they all need a good working on. They all have problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. But which of the following do you think are the most negative impact? You can select just
they
two.
They all are. I won't name one. They all need working on.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for your answer. And also, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African community, African-American community?
Yes.
Okay. And would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree. A lot of things.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, you can tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar,
I'm not familiar
or...
I'm not familiar with any of them. I'm not. And
okay.
I hate
okay.
to cut your survey short, but I do have to get off the phone now. But thank
okay,
you for
so if it's...
Me.
If it's okay for you, if I call you back tomorrow so we can finish it?
No, I'm not available tomorrow. But thank you for calling me. You have a lot of issues you want to get opinions about.
Okay,
so
no problem. We appreciate it. Okay, thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.